From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Iranian protests continue. Thousands of pro-government supporters held rallies Saturday across Iran for the fourth day in a row. This one day after Iranian leaders' sharp criticism of the United States for calling a United Nations Security Council emergency meeting focused on the protests. During that meeting, the U.S. put Iran on notice, and U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, said the world is watching Iran right now. Here's more from VOA's Margaret Bashir.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley surprised council members this week by calling for the public session. Haley said the week-old protests that have rapidly spread to nearly 80 cities and towns across Iran are evidence of the people's long-festering frustration.
The Iranian people understand the nature of their regime. They understand that their lack of voice in their government has allowed the regime to ignore them.
Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The unrest has resulted in the deaths of 22 people and the arrest of more than 1,000 others. Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the shutdown of all air and sea links to three island nations for 3 days, Maduro citing illegal trafficking. He said the islands of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao have been running black markets by taking goods such as gold and food from Venezuela and selling them illegally. The Caribbean islands are a short distance from Venezuela's northern coast. Critics of Maduro's border closures say they do little to stop illegal trade, but are effective at keeping Venezuelans from leaving the country to buy supplies during shortages. This is VOA News. President Trump said Saturday he would engage in phone talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un if the opportunity presented itself.
If we can come up with a very peaceful and very good solution, we're working on it with Rex, we're working on it with a lot of people. If something can happen and something can come out of those talks, that would be a great thing for all of humanity.
Friday, North Korea accepted South Korea's offer to have the two countries' representatives meet this upcoming Tuesday at a border village. The high-level talks are expected to be about the upcoming Olympic Games in the South and how to improve overall ties. Any dialogue between North and South is seen as a positive step in improving relations on the Korean Peninsula. Arab foreign ministers met in the Jordanian capital Amman Saturday to discuss the ongoing dispute over President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Edward Duranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Jordanian Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi, who hosted the gathering of the Egyptian, Saudi, Jordanian, and Moroccan foreign ministers, told journalists that the position of Jordan is to push for international recognition of a Palestinian state. He says that the Jordanian position is to seek an international political decision to recognize a Palestinian state within the borders prior to June 4, 1967, with Jerusalem as its capital. He adds that all efforts will be made as well to prevent other countries from following the U.S. example and moving their embassies to Jerusalem.
That was Edward Uranian reporting. Foreign Minister Safadi insists that Jordan is not contemplating canceling its peace accord with Israel over this matter. He stressed the best way to resolve the conflict is for the international community to block the U.S. decision and push for a two-state solution. A series of Saudi-led coalition airstrikes have targeted a market and gas facility in the northern Yemen province of Sadaa. That's the owner of the gas facility who said four strikes started at 1 a.m. He added the facility has been closed since the war began, and neither it nor the market held weapons. Witnesses and local media say that the strikes killed one and injured at least three others. Sadaa is largely controlled by Yemen's Houthi rebels and has been repeatedly targeted by coalition forces. The strikes come a day after Saudi Arabia accused Yemen's Houthi rebels of firing a ballistic missile into Saudi territory. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.